For the last several years, Kansas City Repertory Theater has been as devoted to new work as it has been reviving the classics upon which it built its reputation. Tony Award-nominated director Moises Kaufman, who staged the Reps Into the Woods in 2009, is back in Kansas City to direct the premiere of The Tallest Tree in the Forest. He says his return to the Rep is because of its focus on nurturing and developing new work.
Since Eric Rosen took over, the Rep has become one of the places that artists all over America think of as a place that they can come to develop work. When you're developing a new piece, you're discovering things, and so you need an artistic director who understands what it means to develop new work. Kansas City Rep has become a very, very good place to develop new work. You know, I think that both in New York and L.A., artists know about this.
The Tallest Tree in the Forest is the latest work finding at the Rep a safe haven in which to come to life. The show tells the story of Paul Robeson, the African-American singer and actor whose outspokenness about fascism, communism, and civil rights during and just after World War II profoundly sidetracked his career. Its creator and star, Daniel Beatty, discovered Robeson's work during his vocal training at Yale University and explains his intentions with the piece.
I am endeavoring to show this man in as much complexity and dimensionality as possible, right? So I didn't feel like I could just focus on his artistic career or just focus on his activism, focus on him as a singer, because he did so many different things. So I have endeavored in this play to allow all of those aspects to work together to allow the audience to develop a really dimensional understanding of who this human being was.
At a recent rehearsal, Beatty works on one of the Robeson recordings that endeared him to his fellow countrymen, the patriotic Ballad for Americans.
Building a nation is awful tough. The people found the going rough. Some lived in cities, some worked the land, and united they did stand to make our country grand.
Moises Kaufman says that after the war, Robeson was openly perplexed about how African Americans could go overseas and fight for the United States, only to return to a country where lynchings and cross burnings weren't uncommon.
Robeson realized that he could continue being a great, sought-after artist, or he could speak for the well-being of his people. And at that moment, the two of them were mutually exclusive, and he had to make a decision.
Because Robeson was blacklisted in the 1950s, the man and his legacy were virtually erased from history. Daniel Beatty says it's part of his mission with the show to return to Robeson a place of honor and reverence.
Paul Robeson has a vital story to tell, and people can have varying opinions about his politics, but I think it would be hard for someone to say that the myriad of contributions he made are not worthy of being included in the social discourse. And the link he made between race and class, it still has vital resonance for our society today.
Kaufman says he believes that theater has a higher purpose than to merely educate, but he hopes the show communicates that the spark of humanity resides in the mixture of our weakness and our greatness. Steve Walker, KCUR News.